Hey, Debbie here. How have you been? It's like almost 9 months. Oh, wow. It's almost 2019. So, I wanted to talk about something today, and it's kind of like divided into three parts. I wanted to talk about the three types of pressure that I'm trying to let go of in September. So, it's been a crazy month. August was like weird. And I survived. Yeah, there was this week exactly where I had to do a lot of things, like, and I ended up having a muscle strain which was new to me and very painful. It did hurt a lot. And then I realized that I was, trying to move too fast. So today I want to talk to you about three types of pressure that you and I should basically be letting go of. And the first one is the pressure of being perfect. I'm going to make a personal example of myself. Last time I posted on my Instagram was in July, I think, or June. Now, before now, I have something called a bookstagram, which is basically a little corner of Instagram where people talk about books, post pictures of books, and write reviews and encourage people to read more and just share the joy of reading. Now, after a while, I decided to post less and less and less because I felt like I was not buying any books. The books I was reading were not, worth talking about. I was waiting for a particular time to be perfect. I was actually, gaining new followers, but then I wasn't producing anything because I felt like this picture is not beautiful enough. This picture is not clean enough. This book is not popular enough. This is not this enough. That is not that enough. And it was exhausting. It was very, very tiring. I would check my Instagram every day, see what other people were posting, and it felt like I had to be something. I had to be kind of perfect. I had to be reading the books everybody was reading, be using the props everybody else was using, and it was tiring. I was not sharing bits of my life, that were beautiful, like maybe milestones and bits of my soul. Maybe on days that I feel really good, or songs that I'm currently loving, or a particular type of food that I'm so in love with at the moment. I wasn't sharing any of that. I was waiting to be something, to be perfect, to have, to move houses, have a nice bed, and all of that stuff that nobody actually cares about. And it was just weird, yeah. It was tiring and annoying because it felt like I wasn't doing anything. But today I decided to just post something. It's actually a picture, a very, very goofy picture of me sticking my tongue out, which is very not Debbie. Well, not the Debbie that people see, but then it is me. It is still me. It is who I am when nobody else is looking. And I cropped it and just posted it on my Instagram, and I feel relieved. I can't kill myself, like my friend always says. Hi, Aisha. But then the truth is, I want to share bits of my soul, unrestrained, unbridled, with the world, because that is what I actually want to do with my social media. I want people to see my page and have an inkling into how I might actually be. I don't want someone to see an array of perfect book photos or perfect porcelain looking pictures of how they think my life is. That is not my life. I'm a mess. I'm a huge mess. And maybe that is what I just want to be. Maybe my life is not perfect, and that's totally okay. Maybe your life is not perfect, and it's fine. You don't have to perform for Instagram. You don't have to wait for the perfect picture, the perfect moment. If somebody does something beautiful for you and you want to capture it and you want to post it, it's fine. It doesn't have to be perfect. And two, I want to get over the pressure of creating. I know you guys are familiar with this one. I haven't been doing podcasts because I feel like I do not have a lot to talk about, which is not true. I have a lot to say, but then I feel like, the way I come off, the way I appear, the way I sound has to be textured, has to be perfect, has to be something. And I don't want that anymore. I just want to talk when I feel like talking. If somebody annoys me and I feel I have to say something about it, I'm going to come on here and talk about it. Heck, who knows? You might be struggling with that, and I might just be what you need to hear to, you know, to know that you're not alone in it. So, yeah, that too. I do not want to be always constantly worrying about the quality of what I'm putting out. Yes, I know quality over quantity, but then what if what I'm holding in and thinking is not perfect is what somebody actually needs to hear? Okay, so three. I want to let go of the pressure of being something fast and something now. So for a while now, I've been trying to, you know, expand my horizon. I've been delving into the tech bits of things that I love. I'm looking into data science and data journalism and programming languages and a whole lot of things that are so different from my usual, you know, my usual life of music, law cases and and writing. And it's a lot, yeah. I'm realizing that my path is so different from what I thought I actually wanted to do. And I'm looking to be a machine learning engineer or a data scientist or something along that path, you know, of a person that takes a lot of data and builds something functional, something beautiful that people can actually make use of and use. But then, sometimes it feels like I want to be a data scientist tomorrow. And it's very exhausting because the learning path is steep. Like, it's very, very, very steep. It's like, I'm trying to compete with somebody who has been doing this for like 15, 20 years, and it's like very tiring. I have a friend who has been at this for 15 years, and he's like super smart, he's a genius. And then sometimes I feel like I have to, you know, be learning really, really quickly. I have to know a lot of things. But then I cannot do that. I have to like take it slow. I have to understand that after all of this, I'm still human. Blood still runs in my veins. I'm still a person. And nobody's actually expecting me to be something really, really fast. Nobody's expecting me to be a parent to my younger brother, to be parents to my friends, to try to fix everybody, to try to fix everything. And it's okay to breathe. It's totally okay to breathe. If something is not working out now, it doesn't mean it's not going to work out tomorrow or next month or 2019. So I'm trying to let go of these three pressures, and I think that you should too. I think that you should not try to be perfect, because imperfect is how you are, and it is beautiful as well. You may not be as big as you want to be, you may not be as beautiful as you think that you should look, but you're great this way. It's just fine. And if you want to share some bits of you with the world, you should totally do it. You should not wait for it to be perfect or for it to be, you know, to be just that. It may not be that way now, but give it time, allow it to grow. If you're not creating something now, don't hasten up. Don't wait for it to be too perfect. Share what you want to share with your followers, your listeners, your readers, your audience, anything. And you're, don't be in a hurry, yeah, to be something now, to be something fast. Even if it seems like the world is putting pressure on you, you don't have to put that pressure on yourself. Breathe. Just breathe. Don't be too anxious. I think everything is going to work out in the end. And yeah, I'm going to go on and say that I hope that this is not all I'm going to be doing this year. And I want to know what you've been up to. Are you learning something new? Are you learning a new instrument? Are you changing your career path? Did you just cut your hair? Did you, you know, try out something new over the weekend? Did you see a new movie? What is the song that's currently making you trip? So just tap the reply button and tell me all about it. Thank you.